Sports Line on BAL.
Brett Hollander back here on WBAL. Let's head down on the farm to Salisbury, Maryland. That's where the Orioles, single-A club, the Shorebirds, have been playing well this year. Really intriguing season, led, of course, by their manager and former Oriole, Ryan Miner. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on again.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this young team that you'll have, of course, down there. And some guys have already graduated, which is always a good sign. But let's start, actually, with, I guess, the guy drawing the most attention right now, which is your catcher, Chance Cisco. Only 19 years old, but he's been hovering around 350 for much of the year.
Yeah, Chance has done an excellent job, especially the second half. I think once he went through his initial phase during the first half of getting used to playing every day and all that stuff, he made some good adjustments. And, you know, the second half of the season has been really, really, really good for him as far as improving both offensively and defensively. And, you know, obviously leading the league in hitting right now is showing how much he has improved as a hitter.
The catching side of things, I know the batting average, because he's a catcher, would really draw a lot of attention. But, you know, Buck Showalter, he always talks about what can you first do behind the plate and defensively in general, and that's such a important position on any team and the things that are asked of catchers throughout the Orioles system. Is that something, even though he was a shortstop not that long ago in high school, that's coming along for him?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. He, you know, when he first came into the season, really didn't know what to expect. He was limited last year in his, you know, playing behind the plate. Then, you know, coming into the season this year, he's done a great job as far as improving on a daily basis from the start of the season until now. It's night and day as far as his approach to catching, his blocking ability, and his game calling, and being able to handle a pitching staff. So, first, you know, for me, he's still got a little ways to go to be a guy back there that you're going to look at and say, okay, he's a defensive catcher. But he's come so far as his defense with the work that he's done with, you know, our catching coach, Sean McGill, here and some guys that came in, you know, along the way during the season to put him in a position to be able to be a good catcher at some point in his career.
Center fielder Josh Hart, second-round pick last year, highly touted guy. He's been banged up a few times this year. Your thoughts on Josh's season?
You know, it's been kind of up and down for him. You know, it was difficult, I think, getting hurt. You know, when he hurt his knee and had to do a little surgery to miss some time and then come back. He was playing pretty well, you know, up to that point. And I think the time off kind of got him, you know, to where he wasn't able to run for a month or two. And you know, kind of slowly got back. And once he got his legs back under him when he came off the DL, you know, he's been playing pretty well. But he's an athletic kid, raw type. But again, with the improvement that he's shown over the season, he's a guy that's got a really, really high ceiling.
And I know Hunter Harvey's been shut down, but 17 starts for you this year. Did you see what you thought you would see from the first-round pick back in 2013?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, he was dominant at times for 19 years old in a league like this with a lot of college-age hitters and guys that have been around for a little while. You know, he faced some pretty good hitting ball clubs, and he was able to do some really good things, you know, against them. And, you know, for the biggest thing for him was to develop a third pitch, and he did that pretty well. Still got a little ways to go, you know, with the injury and all that, with the setback being shut down for the season. I think this offseason is going to be big for him just to continue to improve on his changeup and his fastball command. And you know, he's another guy with a really, really, really high ceiling that we look forward to seeing what he's going to do next year.
For you, you have such an interesting story, not only a highly touted prospect yourself once, getting to the Orioles, but you are now the manager of the Shorebirds in large part. You came through there, and you married someone from Salisbury, and that's where you make your home, correct?
Yes, I've been here since 1997.
Tell me about that story, what it's like to kind of manage there, to have come through there so long ago, and now to call it home.
You know, it's one of those things where once I left high school, I never really stayed at home. So once I was out, I was always gone. And then once I started playing professionally, I mean, when I met my wife here, just, you know, I settled down, and I've been here ever since. But to be able to play here and then be able to coach here and then ultimately manage here, and, you know, the big thing for me is being able to be at home. You know, a lot of times in baseball, pretty much all the time in baseball, staff members, like coaches and managers and such, they don't get to be home. You know, they leave for 7 months out of the year, where for me, I'm able to be home half the season when we're playing at home. And it's big for me because I have, you know, I have two kids and my wife, and I'm able to see them instead of packing up and leaving for the summer and putting all the pressure on them to come out and travel.
Shorebirds manager Ryan Miner with us here for another minute or so. And Ryan, you always get these kids at a very interesting age. Either most of the first round picks and second round picks tend to come through. Saul is almost a given. Over time now, and being a coach for a long period now, can you kind of identify who you think has a shot to live up to potential and hype and make good on their talent and kind of identify early on who doesn't? Or is it not that black and white?
It's really not that black and white, but it's getting a little easier year by year. That you know, the more years you do it, the more years you see kids, because they're on such an individual basis. You know, you might look at one kid and say, okay, he's, you know, our first round pick this year, but he's really mature for his age. And I go back to the way Manny Machado was when he came through here. He was 19 years old, but he played and handled himself like he was, you know, a 30-year-old kid out here. You know, when you have other guys that are a little bit younger and they're fresh out of high school, you know, their maturity level is not quite there yet. They still have some growing up to do. So you might see some differences there. So that I think that a lot of times that factors in. Then when you have the college kid that comes in, you know, they're kind of in the middle. You know, there's still room to grow and to mature. But you can see the differences in this and whether or not you think this guy's going to have a chance to make it or not. So, you know, it's a fine line, but at times, and the longer you do this, you do see some different subtle differences that might make a guy stand out more than another.
Now, you were with the organization probably at its absolute worst period as far as all the things you hear about minor league development and drafting players and overall organization of the organization top to bottom. There have been stories of complete dysfunction. Now, you see the Orioles graduating so many young players because of coaches like you and roving instructors and what starts with Dan Duquette and Buck Showalter and filters down through Brian Graham on down. Can you sense, I mean, you probably can write a book about this above all, a dramatic difference over the years in what the Orioles can do through a farm system?
Yeah, it definitely has been. It's night and day from where it was when I first came back and when I played. And you see everybody working together. There's no hidden agendas. You know, everybody's got the main goal is to get guys developed and get them to help the big league ball club at any level. So it's just one of those things where, again, you know, it starts at Buck. You know, with Buck, Buck puts out a way of he wants all the position player or all the minor leagues to handle themselves. He wants them to be exactly like the big league team all the way down. You know, we run the same bump plays. We do all the same fundamentals that they do. And that's one of the things that comes from, you know, just an organizational thing that I think he's done over his whole career is make sure everybody's on the same page. And then, you know, with Dan and the way Brian have handled the minor league system, it's just making sure people are held accountable and people are making sure that these guys get better. And that's our number one goal. And you definitely see a difference in it the last couple years.
Last question, Ryan, then I'll let you go. I know you got a lot of work to do. How often after a guy graduates from the Shorebirds do you find yourself checking box scores, whether it's Manny Machado in Baltimore or Mike Yastrzemski, who got to Frederick and now Bowie? How closely do you follow even after they say goodbye to you with the Shorebirds?
Every night I look on there and see how guys did throughout the whole entire organization that I've had before. And you know, we lost Steve Brault 2 days ago. He went up and pitched for Frederick last night, so I was following it, you know, closely. Went out in his first game in Frederick and threw, you know, 6-inning shutouts with one hit. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it makes you proud as a guy that's the way my staff here with Alan Mills and Paco Figueroa and Sean McGill and those guys have done such a good job with the guys that we've had this year that they're able to go up and compete at different levels ahead of us. And, you know, even a guy getting a double-A like Mike Yastrzemski is a credit to what the work that these guys put in with these guys.
Great stuff. Former Oriole Ryan Miner, now manager of the Delmarva Shorebirds. Ryan, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. That was great.